Welcome on in, State Senator May Beavers. A couple of things I want to speak with you about. Appreciate you being with us, ma'am. Both as a state senator and as you are running for governor, you, of course, represent the fine communities of Cannon, Clay, Macon, Smith, Wilson County, and very much appreciate you being with us. One of the things, of course, that we've been talking about on WTN is this move to make Nashville a sanctuary city. Now, one of the things that has been made abundantly clear is that this is a city, Nashville in Middle Tennessee, that is enjoying its status as one of the premier cities in America. From your standpoint, how bad would it be for the city and Middle Tennessee for them to officially become a sanctuary city?
Well, I think it would be bad. First of all, they would be breaking the law. We passed a law, as I'm sure you've already discussed, a few years ago against sanctuary cities. I think I signed on to that as a co-sponsor. I felt so strongly about it. So I feel like that's a big mistake on their part. Of course, the law that was put on the books is probably not strong enough. I think some of the guts were taken out of it as it went through committee. So I will attempt to pass legislation this next year to put some more teeth into that bill. To provide for the ouster of any elected official who tries to have sanctuary cities.
I guess part of my question is, and I've had, because I've been talking about this the last several days, is the fact that you have Metro Council saying that this is not a sanctuary city bill, but you look at the definition of a sanctuary city, and it's clear to me, anyway, that this is a sanctuary city designation. Do you, in a legalese kind of a standpoint, do you see any gray area here, or is the, I don't know if I want to put you in the position of asking if the folks on the Metro Council are lying or not, but that's what they're saying to the folks that I know who are diluting them with all kinds of emails and phone calls, is they're saying that this is not a sanctuary city bill. But I don't see any gray area here.
Well, it sort of reminds me of this last year when a gas tax is really not a tax, it's a tax break. You know, they can say that it's not a sanctuary bill, but I think the proof of the pudding is in the reading of the proposal that they have before them. And I think if you read it, it clearly is a sanctuary city proposal.
I guess I just don't understand how something can be so obvious to me and you and other folks. And I don't know if they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes or what it is that they're trying to do. Now, you had talked earlier about this legislation, this bill that was passed back in 2009. Joe Carr, back when he was in the Tennessee House of Representatives, sponsored this bill and got it passed as well. He wrote it. And as he says, it was perhaps the nation's first no sanctuary city law. And without getting into all the details, basically it states that Nashville cannot be a sanctuary city because it would violate state law. Is it possible, and this goes back to what we were just speaking about a minute ago, is it possible that the Metro Council either doesn't know about this law, or is this the reason that they are purposely not admitting or calling it a sanctuary city law because of this state law? In other words, they're saying, well, this isn't a sanctuary city designation, so this law doesn't apply.
Well, I think it's because they know it's against the law what they're trying to do, so they don't want to call it a sanctuary city. But I think clearly to the rest of us, we know of what they're doing. We know what they're trying to do. We know what the cost of illegal immigration is to our cities and our states, and it's detrimental. You know, people talk about, well, we need them to work and so forth. They're costing us hundreds of millions of dollars in benefits, housing, health care, food stamps, other forms of assistance. And so, you know, I think the question is, can we afford to have a sanctuary city in Nashville who already has a high tax rate?
Yeah, and I guess the other thing that some folks miss who are proponents of these kinds of laws is the fact that this does have a detrimental effect on these communities. And one of the things that I noticed, and I mentioned this yesterday, is the fact that you had all of these immigrants that live in Nashville in these communities that would be negatively impacted by this sanctuary city designation, because what you're going to then do is you're going to attract all kinds of elements to the city of Nashville. And as you know, then that ends up bleeding into neighboring counties like Wilson County. We also have the other areas that you represent. Talk about, just from a sheer cost analysis, if you will, generally speaking, of course, but what have we seen across the country with some of these other sanctuary cities and what they've experienced? We all know, of course, what happened in San Francisco with Kate Steinle. I wish I could say that that was an exception to the rule, but it's not. We know that, I'm sorry because I'm droning on here now, I tend to do that at times, but we know that innocent people are killed all the time by illegal immigrants. And so I don't want that to happen to Nashville.
Well, I don't think any of us do, and that is a cost. And I think if you just look at what this administration in Washington is doing, they're going out and they're rounding up all of these gang members. You know, first of all, what don't you understand about the word illegal? It means they're not here legally. They're breaking the law already. But more than that, we have many of them that are committing crimes. They're becoming part of gangs, and it has become a real problem for a lot of the cities, and that's why they've had ICE go in, and they've been rounding up a lot of these gang members who are breaking the law to deport them. We've got to keep our country safe. You know, we have a rule of law in this nation, and we have to apply that rule of law to everyone equally, you know, without favor giving to a select few, especially a select few that are not here legally. And we have lots of immigrants who are here legally who should really be offended by the fact that they went through a process that took a long time, but they took time to do it legally, came here legally. Many of them have been, help with our economy and everything else, and to let a few come in and, kind of rip off the system, not being here legally, and then taking advantage of all of our benefits that we offer is just not right.
State Senator Mae Beavers joins us here on the Dan Mandis Show on WTN. I think that you hit on a very important point, which is the fact, and I know several people who are Hispanic, and they are here illegally, and you're absolutely right. They are offended by this bill because they came into this country legally. And so they had to go through all of the hoops that you have to go through to come to this country legally and come to Tennessee and make an impact economically for our state. And for us, for Middle Tennesseans, and I've been here for a little over 3 years now, people here in Middle Tennessee, we have a lot of folks who have chosen to move here for whatever reason. I chose to move here for a job, but we also have a lot of people that move to Middle Tennessee because it does have a great economy. Theoretically speaking, anyway, we do have a conservative government. Do you see this as something that could not only obviously impact us from an economic standpoint and also from a crime standpoint, but could this also be something that could deteriorate Middle Tennessee and Nashville as far as, say, tourism?
Oh, I think you only have to look to Michigan, to Minnesota, and places like that in some of the big cities where definitely it has deteriorated. And I think it would hurt Music City with all the tourism, because people want to know when they come here that they're going to be safe or else they'll quit coming. And so I think it's very important. And, you know, another thing, part of the job of a governor is to keep citizens safe. And so if Metro proceeds with what they're trying to do, I think definitely the governor and the attorney general should get involved. I think that's their job, to make sure that the law is being obeyed. And I think that, if our attorney general doesn't get involved on this one, like he's, there's many things that he's refused to get involved in, I think it makes a good case for my elected attorney general that I passed through the Senate this last year. That will have to pass in the House this next year, and it'll have to pass the next General Assembly, to actually give the people of Tennessee some true representation. And instead of a person that is appointed by a judiciary that is twice removed from the people, he's twice removed from the people now, and the judiciary is selected by the governor and not by the people of Tennessee. I was kind of incredulous that people in Tennessee gave up their right to vote for these judges who actually appoint our attorney general. So I think that's a good point to make, too. We've got to have good enforcement of our laws in Tennessee.
Now, as a state legislator, and I know you touched on this a few minutes ago, State Senator Mae Beavers joins us also, of course, running for governor of the state of Tennessee. What can specifically, if Metro Council somehow can bypass the law and end up getting this sanctuary city official designation, then I guess the next question is, what can the state legislators do to stop this? I believe that you can by stopping funding for other projects and so forth. Is there some concrete things that you folks can do?
Well, what that law provides for right now is that any citizen can file with the Chancery Court and get an injunction against the official's actions. But we need to go back and revisit that law this year. We need to put some teeth in it to make sure that when people do try to push things that are against the law, that we can actually have ouster procedures against that individual. So that's something that I intend to file this next year to make sure that that gets done. And I do think it's up to the Attorney General to enforce our laws, and that if Mayor Berry continues with this, that he sees to it that she follows the rule of law in the state of Tennessee.
I think maybe this is going to come down to an interpretation of the law, perhaps, because that's the only thing that I can think of where you've got these folks on the Metro Council who are saying, well, this is not a sanctuary city law. Clearly it is, but maybe that's the tact that they're going to take by trying to say, well, the law that's on the books currently does not apply to what we're trying to do. Do you see this as the defining issue in the race for governor?
I think it is a very much a big issue in the race for governor. With everything that's happened in Tennessee, and just thinking about Tennessee with the Chattanooga shootings and so forth, we have people here. We don't know who they are. They're committing crimes, and we need to get a handle on that. So I think that immigration status, illegal immigration, in-state tuition for illegals, all of that is on the table in this election, and I think that I have a clear record of being for the people in this instance, the people who are here, that are here legally, the citizens of Tennessee, to make sure they're kept safe and that we're not taken advantage of by people who should not be here and are not only committing crimes, but they're taking advantage of our social services and food stamps and all of those things.
We know that, of course, and we certainly talked about it here on WTN, the gas tax. That as well is going to be something that is going to be discussed in this governor's race. What is your ultimate position on the gas tax? I believe you've said that you're going to work on repealing it. Am I correct in that?
Yes. We had a huge surplus in the state of Tennessee this year. And even in April, we had $148 million come in above projections. We had $53 million coming in above projections in May. And so, you know, I didn't feel like that we needed it. And if you look at the so-called tax reductions that were given, the 1 cent off the sales tax on food, it's clear to me that when you go up on diesel fuel, it's going to increase the cost of your food, increase the cost of your clothing. We had a surplus. We should have been giving the people their money back anyway. And, you know, that's my position on that. As I've gone around and I've talked to these large groups of people, I say, how many of you pay the franchise and excise tax for manufacturing? I've had one or two raise their hands. How many of you pay the hall income tax? One or two people raise their hands. So the majority of the people are getting that 1 cent reduction on the sales tax on food. Now, it was disingenuous to count the hall income tax on that reduction. We had already voted to do that. It was going to be done anyway. And so I'm standing strong on repealing the gas tax because I don't think we needed that increase in the first place. We could have somehow designated maybe a quarter of a cent for that of the sales tax that we already have coming in to go to roads. They asked for $300 million, and yet they had made a deal with the Democrats to give them $250 million for grants for education. If you can do that, then you can surely work out a $300 million fiscal note for the roads that need to be done in the state of Tennessee.
State Senator Mae Beaver is also candidate for governor. Very much appreciate you coming on with us, and I wish you the best of luck, and I look forward to you returning. It's